This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. According to the FEC, Federal Election Commission, Democrats have filed in all but 20 House districts in the country already. By comparison, Democrats in 80 districts do not have a Republican opponent yet for their seats. Federal Appeals Court ordered the EPA to revise its nearly 17-year-old standard for dangerous levels of lead in paint and dust within 1 year, a rare legal move that amounts to a sharp rebuff of President Trump and Scott Pruitt, the EPA administrator. About 3% of children around the country exhibit high levels of the metal in their blood. The problem is particularly acute in parts of the Northeast. Inspector General of the Department of Health and Human Services examined 30 of 1,557 food recalls between 2012 and 2015. Investigators found that the FDA did not always evaluate foodborne hazards in a timely manner or ensure that companies initiated recalls promptly, leaving consumers at risk. Food companies took an average of 57 days to recall items after the FDA was apprised of the potential hazards. One recall did not begin for 303 days. Brazil lost 9.5% of its forest land between 2004 and 2014. There are 14,000 people in the U.S. waiting for a liver transplant. One in 10 will die before getting an organ. A political art group in Germany built a replica of the Holocaust memorial in their country next door to a far-right politician and denier and turned it 180 degrees towards him to rebut his call that Germany had its history in the war 180 degrees wrong. Working Families Party in New York identified 148 contests as priorities in 2017 and won 109 of them. In 2015, they won 71 out of 111 contests. They're now working in 14 states and have 41,000 voters registered in New York State. In 2014, 8% of almost 2,000 British adults said that they'd cut off a family member, which would translate to 5 million people in the UK estranged. The Trump administration is proposing to roll back regulations for offshore safety conditions put in place after the 2010 Deepwater Horizon spill and tragedy. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.